I have said these things to you to keep you from falling away, declares Jesus. For the hour is coming, declares he, and now is, declares he, when after the world has seemingly had its way with me, it will seek to have its way with you as well. Beloved household of our Heavenly Father, great is the day that the Lord has made, is it not? This day of the feast, this day of the week, this week of the year, with some wrapping up, with some soon to be going, some staying, as still others focus this day especially on this place's need for a new president. Full of excitement is this day, full of promise it is, the promise of a new day, a new beginning in the service of church and world. Welcome, even needful, is this. For great also are the challenges of this day, of these latter days. Therefore, great and even fearful are they. And no surprise is this. After all, though full of promise, the world in which we live, breathe, and have our being is also a world full of that which is antithetical, full of that which is predisposed to one of two different options. For no friend of ours is the world in which we live. That, at least, is the theme and the message of John. For in the world, but not of the world, are we. We dare not forget, asserts John. For so, predisposed to one of two different options is the world, is the enemy. Either the world will work to have its way with you, to force you to accommodate yourself to it, that it might make you not one in Christ, but one of its own. Either it will work to assimilate you, or it will work to annihilate you. If the world hates you, declares Jesus, know that it has hated me before it hated you. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. Well, isn't that special? I have said these things to you to keep you from falling away, declares Jesus. They will put you out of the synagogues. Indeed, the hour is coming when whoever kills you will think that he is offering service to God, and they will do these things because they have not known the Father nor me. To keep you from falling away, declares Jesus, as did many, it would seem, in the days of the apostle and evangelist, St. John, in the seven churches of the apocalypse in particular, in Smyrna and Philadelphia, when threatened not just with the loss of their freedom, but with the loss of their lives. In Ephesus, Pergamum, Thyatira, when forced to choose between that which necessarily distinguishes the Christian from the rest of the world, to choose between that and matters of economic survival, commercial gain, or simple sociability. Or in Sardis and Laodicea, when that which paradoxically threatened there for those was peace and prosperity, was security and comfort. From falling away, declares Jesus, from being surprised, from being discouraged, from being defeated, from a loss of heart, from a loss of self, from a loss of a necessary knowledge of who you are, where you are, and why you are here. For the challenges will be many, they will come, and all too often they will be deadly challenges, for the world has not changed. But fear not, declares Jesus, for when the Paraclete comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, that counselor, that guide, that advocate, that comforter, that one, when the Paraclete comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me. He will provide you with power and reason for living. And you then also will bear witness. I have overcome the world, declares Jesus. Not that you then might flee the world, nor that you might take up arms to destroy it. Not that you might become the model of the benign, nor that you might become a needlessly adversarial cement head in church and world. Not for any of these reasons have I overcome the world, declares Jesus, but that yours might be the business of a mission and a ministry in the world, for the world. For God so loved the world that he gave. I do not ask for these for my disciples only, prays Jesus moments later. Not for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us. So that all the world may believe. All the world believe that you have sent me. My enemy, my business, greater love hath no man than this, when his enemy becomes his business, and our business too. Great is the day that the Lord has made. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.